I know it's here somewhere.
Finally.
Oh, it's time for the doc. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Ladies and gentlemen, please take your seats. The show is about to begin.
Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in. A little late, but in.
We hope you enjoy the show.
Yes, we do hope you enjoy the show today. Here it is, Tuesday, June the 12th, and I know that's probably the latest I've ever gotten out a podcast. Those of you that were wondering, where's the doctor? Don't freak out, my friends. The doctor is in. Yes, and basically what it's all about is that I am switching jobs, you see. I have been a consultant out at the Center of Creative Leadership, and I took a new job at the High Point Regional Healthcare System. And so between the two positions, I'm taking some time off to get my brain all straightened out, which I know many of you think he's needed that for a very long time. Let's hope it works. So I'm down at High Rock Lake swimming and playing and generally enjoying being off and not doing anything, which is actually kind of fun to think that here on a Tuesday morning at a few minutes before 9 o'clock, I'm not really doing anything productive, unless you call doing a podcast productive, which that's debatable. I could see that. But anyway, I know for those of you that have been just freaking out, not knowing what's going on about the podcast, you probably are very glad to know that we're here. We're here, you're there, and life is good. And I'm not talking about the LG commercial, you know, the TVs with life's good. Although I like their TVs. Matter of fact, if you'd like to get me one of those, I could send you my address for the shipping if you want to send me an email. You can send me an email at drbill, D-R-B-I-L-L, at drbill.cc for computer curmudgeon, and I'll send you my address right out so you can send me that big screen HDTV. 18-something i? I don't know. Whatever the biggest, largest, coolest. Yeah. Okay. Well, anyway, it was worth a shot. You know, you gotta take these shots when you can. This week on the blog, I have some interesting things to talk about, but you know, before we get there, I think I'd better mention a few things. Some of you probably have noticed that the ads are back on the blog. I know some of you are shocked, horrified, in fact, but you see, here's what happened. I signed up for a promotional run of the GoDaddy campaign and the GoToMyPC campaign. And I thought it was for the month of April. So, dutifully, during the month of April, I had it on the blog, and I talked about it on the podcast, and I did all the things I was supposed to do, just like I was supposed to do them. Yes. However, it seems that it was a three-month program. So, I kind of missed out on May. But here it is, June. And guess what? We put the ads back. And I do want to mention that you've got some tremendous opportunities to save some bucks. You can test out GoToMyPC for free for 30 days by just clicking on the little ad there to go to GoToMyPC. And we get points. I don't know what the points are good for. So far, they tell me that they haven't been good for much of anything. But it's a great product, It's a product of Citrix Systems, and I'm a Citrix administrator, so I am a great believer in their products. And GoToMyPC is awesome. So click on the little link there and go try it for 30 days, and I guarantee you will find out it is awesome. The other thing, of course, is GoDaddy.com, and if you click on the bar at the bottom of the blog, just scroll all the way down, keep scrolling, no, keep going all the way to the bottom, that's it, and down there you'll find a link that you can click on and save 10% on GoDaddy. Now that rocks too. So there you go. Enjoy the savings that we offer through Dr. Bill the Computer Curmudgeon. So, got lots of stuff on the blog. Before we do that, though, I want to do a little geek culture. Now, the geek culture in question in this case is the Jedi song. Now, the Jedi song is rather odd. See, I didn't know that Jedi had a song. I didn't know that it was a prerequisite to being a Jedi to sing the song. And I also wonder at why the song has so few words. It's just kind of